Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live.
Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
Wherever y'all can call us, we're getting close to playoff time, so, I mean, that's when it gets the most emotional, right, Barry?
Shit, all the blood, sweat, tears, hours that we've got invested in this team, it all, yeah, it's coming up to the playoffs, crunch time.
I think I've told this story when I was a little boy. Long Island, New York. I used to call after Knicks playoff games into MSG, the ticket office, complaining. So call us instead, right, Barry? 516-336-3741. What is it, Barry?
516-33-MESH-1.
Yes.
Voicemail line is always open.
They're coming in, right? So many rings, and they're all from Ralph. 99% of them from Ralph. Ralph, calm the fuck down.
There were 21.
21 from Ralph. I mean, we haven't talked in like a month, but that leads me to this. And please subscribe to the one podcast that you're going to get this month. That's it.
Right? Down to one a month.
Just kidding. How long has it been?
It's been 2 weeks.
Jay and Barry have been itching to go. I'm sorry. It's my fault. Hey, man.
Life gets in the way, bro. That's all
right. Sometimes it does. So much has happened since we last talked. Winning streaks, losing streaks, back on winning streaks. Injuries, like 6 Jalen Brunson injuries, actually, I think. He's left. He's come back. He's left. I don't even know. Like, every other game, I don't know if he's going to play. Julius Randle's out now for 2 weeks. We're going to talk about that. Emmanuel Quickly is the MVP of the whole entire NBA right now. When the fuck did that happen, Barry? When did that happen?
It's been happening, dude. It's just been slowly happening, little by little. But yeah, the last few weeks, fucking forget about it.
Our little skinny Emmanuel Quickly is a man now. He's a man, Barry.
Yeah.
Man's man. All right, guys, you know the one thing that doesn't change? Do you know Blandy?
No.
He doesn't know. The Bet Online copy. It remains your number one source for all your college basketball betting this season. Get analysis of every play, prop, and point at Bet Online. You'll find the latest odds, bracket contests, team matchups, and game trends at Bet Online. Updated odds for everything from live games, the conference championships, right through the Final Four and championship game. Has that happened yet?
No.
I'm not paying attention.
It's this weekend.
No. Bet Online is your college basketball headquarters this season. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to sign up and get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Be sure to use our promo code BLEAV to receive your bonus. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Barry, where do we sit in the playoff standings right now? 5, right?
Yeah, we've been there for a long time. Looks like that's where we will stay. Even with this Randle injury, I don't see that slipping. Hopefully it does not. I think this matchup, is one of the better matchups for us.
I agree. From just who do you want to face? Who do we have the best shot at beating? It's going to hurt if or when we lose. But yeah, playing Mitchell and the Cavs, that's going to be a lot of fun to see. Speaking of Randle, out for 2 weeks now. So what do you do? Sprain the ankle. Yeah. Against the Heat. Is that a blessing in disguise, maybe? Or are we going to miss Randle? I feel like we've been teetering on the edge of Randle losing it over the past couple of weeks. So is this little break going to get him ready for the playoffs, maybe?
I hope so. I think it's actually a good thing, potentially, as long as I do want him back for the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. I think absolutely. That we need him for the playoffs.
We get tossed very early without him.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing the redemption Randall in the playoffs to make up for 2 years ago. But that being said, yeah, it's so weird because it was just 2 weeks ago that he had 57 points and put on a crazy show at MSG. And it was only like 3 or 4 weeks ago we were talking about the positive vibes of this team, the positive vibes of Julius Randle, laughing, joking, smiling with the others. And it's like after that 57-point game, just, I agree, something has been off. He's like a zombie out there, specifically on the defensive end of the ball. He just doesn't fucking play. And he hasn't for like the last 5 games. You watch him out there, and you've got him surrounded by guys that do nothing but hustle their ass off, like Quickly and Grimes, when Hartenstein's out there, Obi. All these guys are running all over the place, and he's just looking around, you know, stepping slowly towards the ball, always out of position. And, you know, and we've seen him hustle earlier this season on defense, and it's like he gave that up. So, yeah, maybe this is good for him to sit on the bench and look at this team and see, wow, look at these guys doing. I mean, the second half that they put on against the Heat, you know, it was incredible. So if he can get a glimpse of that, and again, a little bit more meditation, you know, and I'm not joking, a little bit more meditation and just kind of, you know, take a deep breath. I thought the 3 days off in the schedule was going to do it, and it didn't. So maybe this will, and hopefully his foot will heal, his ankle will heal, you know, in time for the playoffs.
Yeah, we're in good position here, and I don't think anything bad can come from it. I really don't. I mean, we're going to also see how the team plays without him, right? And it'll be a good experience for them. Some guys will get some more minutes. We're pretty much locked in at the 5 seed.
I think Obi's going to get more time in these last 5 games than he has in, you know, few months combined.
Maybe.
And look, remember last year, all the minutes Obi was getting the last week of the season, but again, very different season. I mean, these games, teams are playing for something. You know, they got Indiana coming up in a couple of weeks. They're going to be playing for something. Again, the Knicks want to hold on to that 5th spot, so they're playing for something. So the games definitely have a lot more weight than they did last year. But, I mean, Obi was shining last year. So again, maybe we see a repeat of that.
Are we just going to see more of some of the smaller guys, you know, more Hart, more Barrett.
Well,
more
I've got Quickly, this. I've got this Grimes. Clip from just talking.
Let's play that. Yeah,
hit it.
All right, here it is.
We got to make up for him collectively, and that was the challenge with Jalen when he was out, and now we're getting Jalen back. And if Jules misses some time, then next guy get in there. We have a lot of confidence in Obi. We have a lot of confidence in Josh Hart at the four, and we know Jericho could play the four as well. So we, you know, it's different, but it's still very effective.
There you go.
No way. Jericho's going to play the four.
We saw that earlier this season with Hart at the 5, Jericho at the 4. Again, we'll see that. Yeah. I mean, the way that they looked with that small lineup against Miami.
When you said Hart, you meant Hartenstein, right?
Yes, Hartenstein. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. I can't fucking shorten his name anymore because we got 2 hours. But with the small lineup they had against Miami, yeah, I think we're going to get looks at that with, you know, Hartenstein or Mitch, RJ, Hart, Grimes, and then, you know, either Quickly or Brunson. You know, there's a lot of mixing and matching they can do, and, you know, the game will dictate what they do. Thibodeau's been showing that he is able to, you know, move in the ebbs and flows of the game and not stick to something, which has been great. Thibodeau has done a great job this season, you know. Not coach of the year status because there's a lot of other competition in the league, but, I mean, he's done as good a coaching a job, you know, as you could expect with this roster.
Promises.
Yeah, it was interesting seeing Quickly finish that game. I know Brunson's been in and out. I'm sure you want to give him some rest too, but everything was going well with Quickly. Quickly's been playing so well at the end of games. Hartenstein out there instead of Robinson, right? Hart, Grimes has been playing
all
shockingly
of these guys,
well.
All these guys you just mentioned are literally playing the best basketball of their career, you know, in the past stretch of 2 months. Hartenstein has been, You know, we heard about Hartenstein before he got here, and you know, they would call him Hustlestein or whatever, and we talked about the passing. You know, the problem when you hear about like these traits and these skills that these young players have is like maybe they've done it once or twice, and then you think that they just have it. But more times than not, it's not the norm, and you're just hoping that they're going to get there. But now we're actually seeing a consistent Hartenstein, game after game, hustling, diving after balls. His defense, he always seems to be in the right spot. He's not arguing calls as much as he used to when we get called for a foul. We're seeing the passing every game, a couple of passes. So he's actually doing the shit that they said he could do. You know, not just like, you know, throwing something up on the board saying, yeah, he's capable of doing that, but he's actually doing it day in and day out.
He's not as much of a drop-off when Mitch comes out. You know, he just brings a total different... He plays very differently, obviously, but he puts up a lot of the same numbers. And he's still really young. You know how old he is? It's
like 24? 22.
20, is he 24 or is he like 22, 23? Maybe he's 24.
Oh, really? He's that young?
Well, but he's definitely under 20. He's definitely 24 and under. Look him up, Barry, while we're talking.
Yeah, he's 24. I looked him up earlier.
Yeah. I don't miss Mitch as much lately when Hartenstein's out there. And I used to really miss Mitch. Quentin, three of the last four games, 20 plus points, 20 for 39 from three. I mean, this is the best stretch he's played in his career.
Right. Yep. Now. And it's not just the fact that the shooting's come around for him. His game has gotten so well rounded. I mean, the way that he's cutting to the basket with and without the ball, he's been so much more aggressive. And I know he's said, you know, in interviews that's a point that he's trying to make and something he's trying to do in games is be more aggressive. And I mean, it's only helped this offense, you know, because they count on him and the offense looks so good when he's out there and either shooting the ball, moving the ball. And it used to really frustrate me how quickly he would catch and release the ball on those threes. Mm-hmm. But now that they're falling down, you see how beneficial that is, the fact that he could get it up there before he has a hand in his face, because he doesn't need a lot of room to do that.
I said 20-plus points over the last three times over the last four games, but listen to these numbers. 16 assists over the last three games. That's
yep. Great. The rebounds.
The rebounds,
I know against Houston, he had 9 rebounds, career high for him.
22 rebounds over the past three games. I mean, you're right. He's... Every which way, he's just being really good.
Can somebody not so just much. Scoring. Can somebody get him some Accutane, though?
Come on, really?
Come on, Blandy. He's like,
you got to insult the fucking guy.
Can somebody get him some Accutane? No.
I'm sure he's tried shit.
Just thought I'd put it out there.
Who wants to find out? I don't even remember how well what we predicted early in the season. How we're all doing. But early in the season, we had some predictions. Blandy, you got them all together.
Yes.
I'm dying to know, like, where we're at. Like, who might be right? What do we have to do for one of us to be right?
All right. Well, here
Let's
we go.
Let's find out. Start What's off the first
with,
one?
Yeah. With wins. We talked about wins. Okay.
And what are we standing at right now? 44 and 33?
What are we at? 44 and 33?
44 wins. We got five games to go.
Five left.
All right, 44 and 33. Okay.
So based on that, I'll say that one of us is pretty spot on.
Barry, yes. Win total for the Knicks. What do you got?
I got 40. Okay, so it's slightly above what Vegas is putting them out there at the over-under. I give them 40. I think they're going to be flirting with 500. I landed on just under 500. I think they're going to be feisty. I think they're going to be competitive.
Just so you know, this conversation was a lot longer. I cut a lot of stuff out. So if it jumps
you deserve
around,
a lot of praise for that.
That's why.
Thank you.
Again, I like the starting five that they.
What?
They have.
I'm going 45 fucking wins here,
Craig.
45
to your point. To your point
37.
About the
that makes
45 wins. This is a 45 win team.
And 37. This is a lot of wins, Craig.
I'm minimum 43. I'm in the 43 to 47 range, Barry.
Oh, this is classic Craig. Vintage Craig, one Clyde Frazier would say. This
two
is
years
vintage
ago.
Craig.
2 years ago.
Way
we did
too
it.
Optimistic.
Okay, Barry, you're at 40.
All right, so we got 40 what? For Barry.
Yeah, hold on. What?
45, that is Craig. Brilliant. 43 to 47.
Between 43 to 47, could you be any more spot on?
You're right there. You were right there.
Very good, Craig.
Wow. And see, finally, after year of just being as optimistic as I can, I get it right.
You finally hit it.
Not even a crack.
Go ahead. I can tell you what Blandy's going to say. Go ahead, Blandy. What's your prediction? Same thing happens every season. It's
going to
start with
the
three.
No, Blandy's at least 500.
I think 40, 41. I'd say 40 or 41. I think the addition of Brunson brings them a few extra wins. I don't see 45 wins. I think that's absolutely insane on Craig's part. I don't see an 8-win jump, but I could see a 3-win jump to 40 or 41.
All right.
Insane.
You know. Who knew Brunson was going to have this impact, man?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Besides all right. So there's wins. So Craig, that's on you, man.
All right.
There's
1 point for Craig.
Will we have any All-Stars?
If no one's watching. All right, guys. Will we have an All-Star this season?
Oh, that wasn't on the pre-list of questions.
Was it not?
No, that question was not provided to me ahead of time.
Okay. Well, think about it for a minute. Well, not too long.
No.
Will we have an All-Star? The obvious candidates would be RJ, Randall, Brunson.
I say no.
Mitch. Say no. Barry.
I'm going to say, I want there to be Craig.
It doesn't matter what you want. Like, I didn't predict what I wanted for the next win season. I actually predicted what I truly
think is
going to happen.
I'm going to say no. It wouldn't shock me, but I'm going to have to say no. Again, there's so many talented players right now in the league.
Yeah. Well, for me, not one, not two.
Oh, God.
Not three, but four All-Stars on this next squad. All right. No, I mean, I agree. Probably nobody.
Nobody.
Of course, we all want someone to be. So who do you think is the best shot at the Knicks getting an All-Star? All right, stop this. Who cares?
I think either RJ or Brunson.
It's done. What?
Oh, that's interesting.
We didn't even say, none of us even said Randall when it came to like who we thought.
Really?
Barry was like
such a disaster the year before.
Yeah.
Wow.
So none of us mentioned Randall after.
Think about that, though. We almost had two.
We did.
Almost had two.
Probably should have had two.
We have two All-Star worthy players.
Yeah.
On the roster. Now three. With quickly. All right. Blandy.
Will we make the playoffs?
not the play-in, the playoffs. Yeah. Blandy.
No.
Barry.
No. Play-in, yes. Playoffs, no.
Yeah, I agree.
We lose the play-in.
Well, I mean, you're putting a gun to my head. Once you're in the play-in, anything can happen. And Tibbs' coach team, I think, is a well-coached team, if I'm being honest with you. So it could happen. But, yeah, I mean, you're asking me to make a decision. I'm going to say no.
God forbid you lean to the positive side of things.
God forbid I hold myself to, you know, what I believe deep down, okay. And I'm a truth-sayer.
All right, playoffs, absolutely.
Craig. There we go, Craig.
Absolutely.
Playoffs, absolutely, yeah. He said. Wins, damn, 43 to 47. So,
okay, I'm
clearly
pretty good
you
right
did
now.
Way better at this than we did.
Good stuff.
And then last one, this is just like who might be surprises. But this is really just Barry.
What was the other one, Barry?
Biggest surprise.
Biggest surprise player?
Yes.
Josh Hart.
This season.
Okay. Since you're so passionate about it, why don't you tell us?
Well, I'm going to say Obi Toppin.
How'd that work?
Okay. Is this a bad surprise or a good surprise?
A good surprise. I think it's going to be a good surprise. I think he's going to be a monster.
Oh, yeah.
My runner-up is Mitch.
Oh.
I mean, we've already been seeing it.
Yeah, that's a great
offensive rebound.
That's honestly
insane.
That's a fucking great one. Mitch is already maybe the surprise
dude,
of the preseason. Because I just feel like we all...
The other day. He put the ball on the floor
and then he did a little crossover.
Yeah.
And he fell down.
And he fell down. But I mean, the fact that he attempted a little crossover move to take a guy from above the free throw line to the basket one-on-one, I loved seeing that.
I thought you cut this up.
And then my second runner-up.
Holy shit.
Even though...
Wow. No wonder you didn't want to lose this.
No. Even though we're all expecting him to be better because he's improved every year, my second runner-up for most surprising player is RJ Barrett, because I think that...
How'd that work out?
With the numbers that he can potentially put up, I think it can all right, jump
what
up.
Else do we have?
That's it. That was everything.
Oh, he didn't ask. We didn't get the question.
What?
We
did not end up talking. Oh, it was all because it was all stuff that Barry wanted to talk about. He went on and on and on.
He was so confident he wanted to ask that question.
Yes, he did not want anything left out. I did. Mitch, I did leave out the part though where after we did playoffs, yes or no, then you were like, "Is this the year we win the championship?" And Barry and I were like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
What did I say?
You just. We didn't really get to it because Barry's like, it's the most asinine question. It's ridiculous. Why are we even presenting us with that question?
I currently have a $100 bet on that. So
yeah,
right. That's right.
That cash is
in at what,
season.
11 grand?
$11,100. Well, leave with.
I'd love to see it happen.
If that happens, one night in Vegas.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Would that be fun?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Maybe two nights. It's a long way to go from one night.
Yeah.
Two nights in Vegas. I'm not going to tell my wife I won.
Oh.
She doesn't even know. Okay. She does not know. So we can do whatever we want with that money for two nights. I'm serious. It's not going to happen, so I can make any promises I want. But. All right. Guys, and some other interesting news. We were talking about it right before we started recording. The only pick we have this year, I cannot believe, like when the Mavs got Kyrie, everyone said, oh, of course, the Knicks lose a trade that they're not even a part of because the Mavs are just going to move up in the standings. Their pick is going to drop. Blandy, where are we at right now? You were checking out the tankathon.
They
standings.
Are right now. The Mavs sit at number 11. They are 7-13 since the trade has not gone well. If you've seen the comments that Luka's been making lately, so it sits at 11. So if this goes into the top 10, then it moves to a top 10 protected pick next year. If it's in the top 10 next year, then it moves to a top 10 protected pick in 2025. If it's in the top 10 in 25, then we just get their second round pick in 25. So,
and what is the Mavs schedule good towards? I mean, because right now
it's mixed.
Where they sit is 11, and that is the perfect. I mean, that's the perfect spot for us.
That's the perfect spot.
As long as they don't move up.
As long as they don't move up, but like we were looking at a couple months ago, like somewhere in like the 18 to 23 range with that Mavs pick. So it's crazy how much they've fallen. You were going to say their schedule coming up, Barry?
Yeah, so they got five games left. They're playing Miami,
yeah,
Atlanta, Sacramento, Chicago, and San Antonio.
It really all depends on who's playing
now,
for what.
Now, is 11th place really the best spot that we want them in? Wouldn't it be like 10th?
No, you don't get it if it's 10th.
We don't get it.
It's protected 1 to 10.
I thought if they end up with a top 10 pick, like if they get like the 9th pick of the draft, the 10th pick of the draft, then that's protected. Am I wrong? Is that not how that's working?
We don't get it then.
It's protected.
And we don't get it. Exactly. So don't we want them to do better so they get a worse pick and they fall to like 11th? They're in 11th place, correct? So that means that they're like the 9th worst team in the NBA, which means that if the balls fall as they should, they're probably going to get like the 9th or 10th pick. Which means we won't get it.
It's like me doing math right now.
Barry, right now they are on track to get the 11th pick in the draft.
They are? I thought they were in 11th place in the West.
No.
They're on track to get the 11th pick in the draft.
Then who would get the... But then that means it's 10 teams worse than them, but there's not.
Oh my God. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with who owns the picks. Right now they are in in position for the 11th pick.
The
tankathon.
Beautiful. No, they have the 11th worst record in the league. It's pretty simple. It's just by record.
Right.
So they have the 11th worst record.
Right, so which would mean I would think that they would have...
No, you're...
11th worst. So there's 10 teams worse than them.
Oh, right. That's right. I'm just looking at the West.
What's going on right now, Blandy?
You're totally right.
We know.
My brain is like thinking like East and West instead of...
I've been trying to figure out for a few minutes if it was the edible I had or what was going on.
I'm like everybody says, like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
I still don't understand what you were fucking confused about.
I understand what I was confused about, and I understand why I was confused.
Do you, Blandy?
No, I do not understand. I have no clue where that just came from. Not a clue.
You know why? Because in my head, I was like, oh, you got like the five teams in the East that aren't going to make the playoffs, and then you got the five teams in the West that aren't going to make the playoffs. I wasn't looking at everybody's record in the entire league. That was my fucking mistake.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but now, so if we'll anybody behind them jumps up, then obviously, well, that would be good, actually. So we need to just hope that they don't jump, up in the lottery, or that they do worse. I guess it all depends, because how many of those games really look like they're difficult?
Well, Miami.
But it all depends. Who's playing for playoff positioning? Like, is Sacramento going to be resting people? You know, like, that's the one really tough game, but maybe they're sitting people. So at this point in the season, you don't really know game to game.
Does Luka want to leave?
He's not happy.
Well, I mean, didn't he just sign that deal recently? Isn't he only in like the year one or two of that $200-something million deal?
Well, I can't. Oh, it'd be shocking if they traded him, but. When superstars demand lately, they get it. Actually, I was going to say, like, I mean, you've been hearing, like, rumors about, I don't know why you hear about these rumors now, because nothing can happen, but, like, Luka, Lillard, like, with how some of our young guys have been playing, Grimes, Quickly, Hart, just the makeup of this team right now. It's interesting because, like, I think the young guys on this roster who I would give up in a heartbeat for those guys are guys that, like, 6 months ago, they were the ones that I wouldn't give up. Obi and Barrett, I would give up in a second for any superstar, right? And I think those were the guys most Knicks fans thought were untouchable. And now it's the complete opposite. So, like, I don't think I would want to give up how quickly in any kind of deal.
No,
how he's been playing, and a couple of months ago, there were trade talks. Would you fuck with the makeup of this team? We're going to finish in that 44-47 range. I know we have to see how they do in the playoffs, but would you blow it up for like after this for a superstar or keep building off of what we have?
Like Dame Lillard he's older. Like, are we talking about somebody young, or are we talking about somebody who's, you know, like Lillard? What is Lillard? 33, 34, somewhere around there. Right? Like,
yeah, it's right
there.
You
really want to bring in somebody who's that old, where maybe you have a window of a couple of years?
Yeah, but Dame had like one of the best seasons of his career this year. He's still doing it.
Yeah. He'll definitely be on the downward slope in like a year or two, you'd think. Joel Embiid, right? Always been linked. Oh, it's going to be interesting. But I guess we don't have to worry about that now because we're heading into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And only one of us knew that was coming.
That's right.
And we might win it all. We really might. Do you guys want to hear some voicemails? Actually, Blandy, I forgot. What has Ralph been up to over the past 3 weeks?
Well, he left us 21 voicemails.
Okay, and how many are we going to play right now?
Well, I cut the 21 down to 11, I think. It's about 2 minutes. I will say this. I listened to all of them. Basically, I took the last three or four games, but I left in the first couple of voicemails he left, which was from the Nuggets win, just because I think you guys would appreciate his Nuggets calls.
Okay, how many Janie appearances this week? Do you know?
She's in there.
Nice.
I left her
I'm
in
always
there.
Looking forward to that.
So here we go.
Knicks versus Nuggets. Going to be a tough one today. Go Knicks.
Yay. It's a dog fight. Woof, woof. Ah! Knicks Next win.
Who is that?
Sounded like Eminem.
It's him. That's why I left that one in, because it was just like a guttural, just, ah!
Wait, who was so that? Excited. Was that Janie or Ralph?
No, that's Ralph. I'll play it
again. I thought that was Janie.
No, no. That's Ralph there. Where is it?
Next win. Knicks beat Denver. Oh, 116 to 110. Woo! Hoo! What do you have to say about that victory, Janie?
I guess Mitchell Robinson got the ball when he needed it.
There you go.
This is Ralph. It's time for the Knicks to play the magic. It's going to be one we need really bad. Oh, ho, ho. It's the magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
Is that a Beatles song?
Well, no. The Knicks lost. Things are really close now in the East. Who knows where we'll end up. Knicks versus Rockets. We need this win. Knicks win.
A lot of wins we need.
Knicks win. Knicks blow out Houston. And Emmanuel Quickly has his career high 40 points. Knicks versus Heat for the final time this season. It's a big fucking game. Go Knicks.
I thought I was going to say, it's a big fucking
Knicks
dog
ahead
fight.
By two at the half. This Knicks Heat defense is giving us fits, but we're ahead. And it's a dog fight. Ruff, ruff.
Hope Randall's okay with that injury. My goodness.
Next win! We won the series with the Miami. We got the tiebreaker. And it looks like the Nets are going to lose tonight. So we're in good shape. Woohoo!
Well, I guess the Nets came back and won. Oh, well. Beat the Knicks won.
There you go.
Wow. Must be so exciting sitting and watching the game next to Janie. Just the energy. You know?
He's you got the hots for her. For the two of them.
You got the hots for Janie.
Don't. That's
not respectful, Barry. Don't talk about Ralph's wife like
that. I'm not the one that's fawning over another man's wife.
I don't know if he was fawning.
It's extreme, Barry. Hmm. Fawning? I'm sitting here talking. Yeah.
Okay.
Fawning, do you have to be reaching for them, or do you know what I mean? What's fawning mean, Blandy?
I never used that word before.
It's just being like what? Overly, it's There's hard to note. Explain. Yeah, like over effusive with your praise.
Wow, I think we stumped Blandy.
I said overly effusive with your praise.
Overly effusive with your...
You know, when you use a word that I don't know what it means to describe another word that I don't know what it means.
Let's see if you looked it up.
Who, me?
Oh, I looked up in displaying exaggerated flattery or affection.
Yeah, there you go. Effusive, like overly effusive.
Yeah, I was saying
effusive.
Effusive. What's effusive? You said? Did you tell us yet?
No, what?
What's effusive?
Like
emanating radius.
Good. Describe it. Define it with another word. We don't know what it means.
You asked me to define it. I gave you a definition. I don't know what to tell you.
Barry can't even figure out that
over
that
the top. It's just me. It means being over the top.
Barry can't even figure out that when you've got the 11th pick in the draft, that there's 10 teams worse than you. Come on.
No, I know that.
Oh.
I didn't realize they were the 11th worst team.
Mm-hmm. Thought they were the ninth.
Yes.
For some reason. 20 minus 11 is 9. You know that?
Weird.
All right, guys. Is there anything else?
Oh, yeah, but there's two other voicemails.
Abushaki. I
mean, let's play some Abushaki here.
Hey, guys. This is Isam from Chelsea, a.k.a. The Beast from the Middle East, a.k.a. Abushaki. Sorry, guys, I haven't called in a while. I almost died. I'll talk about that later.
What?
I'm doing something really cool with my work. But that's not the point, guys. I'm calling because I'm minding my own business today.
He's talking about that later.
I'm trying to work. I'm procrastinating with my stupid phone. And I see all this post from fucking Fournier with a fucking spitball in his lung, like saying, oh, I'm a dog. Like,
what?
Here's what, look, I need to calm down a little bit. Okay, I wish I could calm down.
Wait, is it, what's going on? Day, I'm lost.
I don't know. Let's hear it out.
He's trying to calm himself down.
Yeah.
He's talking about himself as a third person.
Yeah.
They were showing, so they were basically, you know, doing the pre-game analysis between the commentators. I forgot who were there that day. It was on ESPN. It was like the national game. And Evan Fournier was warming up behind them. And I swear to the guy that I don't believe in, the guy took like 10 mid-range shots and not one got in. Not one in the warm-up. And now he's like, oh, I'm a dog. I'm going to keep fighting. Dude, you can't shoot. What happened? Anyway, it's a hard Knicks life. This guy is stressing me out. Okay, guys. Love you. Where are all the shows, too? Like, you guys, what's happening with you guys?
They're back.
One show every 2 weeks.
Maybe.
Everyone's slacking. What's going on, guys? Okay. You need some motivation? Get motivated. Okay, guys. I really have to go. I'm going back about the other stuff.
Okay.
He said he, in the beginning of the voicemail, did I miss it? He said he almost died. He'll tell us later. You didn't tell us later.
Did he call us back with another one?
No. Abushaki. You can't leave us hanging like that.
I mean, like, was that an exaggeration or did he really almost die?
If you almost died, I want to hear that story. And I'm glad you didn't.
Which, speaking of almost dying.
Now we got to wait 3 weeks? Yeah.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
He doesn't call back. We have podcasts more frequently than Abushaki calls. No, we should only do a show. I'd be very happy if we only did a show when Abushaki called.
Abushaki needs to relax. And I mean, I don't know what his obsession with Evan Fournier is. Yeah. Why he's like so obsessed with his pre-warm-up drills.
What's your son? Your son has the same issue.
I suppose. But so he's a great shooter. He's saying he can't fucking shoot the ball because he missed some pre-game.
If there's one thing that we know Fournier can do, it's fucking shoot. So who cares if he missed 10 mid-range warm-up jump shots? Who cares? Plus, he's never going to take another shot for us again, apparently.
I do want to say, since he mentioned death, that, you know, we probably should at least mention the passing of Willis Reed.
How do we not talk about that?
You know,
maybe because none of us ever saw the man play.
It doesn't mean anything to us.
No, really. I mean, but we never saw him. Never saw him play.
No.
Right. So we'd just be celebrating his life just because we're Knicks fans, and that's right. Come on.
I mean, you know, he's the
we're
captain.
Not fake like that.
Walt was, you know, all choked up the other day, but we should at least mention it. You know,
Is this Knicks like a legend. Bad look right now? What's going on here?
No, why? It's just, you know, we mention it, we move on, you know?
Yeah, I'm not joking
Rest
around
in peace,
or anything.
Captain.
Is this are we in the news segment right now?
No, we still have this is death came up.
Oh, but,
all right, here's the
you
last
know,
one.
It's been 38 minutes, Barry. So this is the moment.
Yeah.
This is
I understand.
Barry,
I understand.
So it's go down. You.
All right, here we go. I don't know if we've got time for all this. There's a lot here.
Hi, boys.
I was like, I should have played the news music.
I just want to come in literally saying I want to appreciate all the things this team has done this season. This fucking team is so amazing. From number one to number 11, I would say.
Can you follow that? Number one to number 11?
Yes, he used the number 11, Barry. So how many people are left?
Oh, shit.
Nine. Okay.
They clicked so good together this year. I mean, we have 44 wins now. My prediction was 46. I mean,
DJ too.
Nobody think about before the season we got 46 wins, but we're right here. And we have five games left and just two wins away from my prediction. And I mean, it feels really good. You know my wives. You know my wives. It feels so good.
What? His wife feels so good?
This season means so much for me. Especially, you saw it last week.
You saw it.
My MSG commercial.
Oh, I mean, little DJ plug.
A dream came true for me. A dream came true for me. I still got goosebumps. and then this team. Oh, what a great season.
It's a special season.
What a great season. So I think we are 2 or 3 hours away from the update of the Julius Randle injury.
Can we pause it for a sec?
We all hope.
Yeah.
Let's pause it because we're not going to have time to react to anything. We're going to forget everything he said. Congratulations, DJ, on the commercial.
Yeah, very
cool. A little
cool.
Disappointed you didn't anywhere in there say, this feels so good being a Knicks fan. Right, Barry?
That would have been classic. That would have been cool. Can you
Some
imagine?
Type of Easter egg type of drop.
Next time, DJ, he was
Mentioned
a star.
Socks
on that commercial.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard Knicks life sometimes, especially back in Germany when I got to, you know, watch the games at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, anything. You know, like I, one of my favorite things to wear are my Knicks socks. We pick up on that.
Can you imagine? That would have been hilarious. That would have been great.
I'm glad to hear socks. Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that he got inside to make this phone call and he wasn't out in a windstorm like the last few times or in a machinery
much
place.
Better.
So we could stop it right there. I don't know what the rest of it is, but we can stop
really?
It right there.
You don't want to play? Just play a little bit. Let's see.
All right,
if we're not interested,
there's a
if we're not
minute.
Interested in 13 seconds, we, actually for Barry, okay. 11 seconds.
That's the number.
You can't go
That's
beyond
the magic
that.
Number. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hope it's just a sprained ankle and that he will be back when the playoff starts. We need him. We definitely need him. I know he's annoying sometimes, but this beast is so important for this team next to Jalen Brunson, next to Emmanuel Quigley, who came out big in the last four months, I would say. Sorry for my long voicemail, but I'm so proud of this team. I'm so very proud of this team. Then Isaiah Hartenstein clicking.
Gotta get the
Josh
German
Hart,
in there.
Big part of that, what we have done
to.
Now. Let's go for Cleveland, guys. Let's go Knicks.
Did you just say let's go fuck Cleveland?
Let's go for Cleveland.
So. Let's go for Cleveland. He got a Knicks Nation Germany shirt to Hartenstein, right? When he was here?
Yeah, Hartenstein was wearing it.
Oh, wow.
Did he give, you know, it's funny. I went in my backpack for work and I pulled that out of the bottom. I totally forgot he gave us those. Did we get one for Blandy?
Hmm, no.
Real nice.
Interesting.
Thanks.
Interesting. Isn't that interesting?
Much appreciated.
I mean, Blandy wasn't there.
All right, but still.
Blandy chose not to make the trip out.
That's true. You're right. He is right. You couldn't come take an hour trip into the city for dinner with Barry, Craig, and DJ.
And I don't even think he's ever met DJ in person.
Not,
we've met him
not,
a couple
just
of times
on,
now.
Just on Zoom.
You know, DJ, sure. I just want to say, when everyone is all... We got to do a vote this year for who, what team everyone's on, Barry, Blandy, or me.
Oh, right.
But Blandy gets a lot of votes. He doesn't care about you. Does not
That's
care
horrible.
About you.
Why would you say that?
He didn't come to dinner, Blandy. He didn't even have any plans or anything that conflicted.
It's the middle of the school
He
week.
Chose.
All right? It's hard for me chose, to get to New York City.
It's so hard. Barry, it's so hard.
Yeah, mass transit shuts down during on weekdays. And
it's a late night.
You know, it's hours away.
You know how I am about my sleep, okay? And having to get up early in the morning. So I had to make a choice.
Yeah. Once in a lifetime experience with DJ or sleep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
DJ, I don't know. I loved hanging out with you talking about prostitutes and
Excuse me? What?
Bro, you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't think DJ brought it up.
Oh, yeah, I think I did. I was just saying things to make DJ uncomfortable.
Yeah, why would you, what's wrong with you?
Craig was just trying to imagine what it would be like in somebody else's shoes, being on vacation on another continent. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Now, we should talk about the fact that, you know, Randall will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. I know, I mean, we mentioned it, but, you know, that puts us at, you know, the regular season ends on the 9th. The first round of the playoffs begins on Saturday the 15th.
Yeah, they have a week off.
Two weeks from now is the 13th. So
it's a good amount of time, if you know, for him to relax and do whatever they need to do.
Yeah. So he'll be reevaluated right before the playoffs begin, and then we'll see.
That'll be interesting, yeah, because usually he'll come right back. But
yep.
Right. I mean, we'll see how the Knicks look, right, over these next five games. You know, it'll give Thibodeau a glance to see what he's going to have to do with this team, on a Randall-less team who's played every game this season for them up to now.
But I got to think that even if his ankle isn't 100%, like, it's the playoffs. Don't you just...
You suck it
you're
up.
You're really going to miss any games because of an ankle that you've...
No, there's no way.
Healing for two... It's 2 weeks.
Wait horrible. A second. Look, if the Knicks... Let's say the Knicks win these last five games, right, of the season, which is going to be very hard to do. But let's say they do that. And you say, wow, this team is actually, you know, standing up on their own. And then you think you have a chance to go to the second round, right? And based on the fact that they closed out the season like the way they did, maybe they have a chance to go to the second round without Randall. Why would
without
you risk
Randall?
Hurting Randall more?
Wait, what?
If you think you need to go in deep into the playoffs, wouldn't you
You're
want to help your Randall?
Getting out of the first round without him?
But don't you think there could be a point, if he's not 100% ready to go, you may take it game by game and maybe sit him the first game to see how that goes, and maybe you pick up a W?
You got to tape it up.
Not a chance.
It's got the whole offseason to heal.
Suck
because
it up.
Because if he doesn't play and the Knicks go out in four
his
games,
his ankle would have
you're
to
right,
be really
right.
bad you know? For him to not play.
You're right.
Especially
you're
after
right.
like 2 weeks.
You
got
to leave it all out there. Right.
Yeah, you have to.
I think, you know what, Barry? You're having a difficult, this is a difficult pod for you. You started off strong. The last 15, 20 minutes, though, you've, I don't.
I'm like Julius Randle, man. I start off strong, and then I fucking taper off.
Yeah, it's, once we got to the numbers and the math, it's just been downhill.
It was downhill from there. But while we're talking about Randall and tapering off, can I share this with you, too? Because I was thinking about this the other day, and I looked this up. And while we're talking about Randall, because you guys have seen it too, right? It's like a clear drop off in the second half for him as far as point production goes. So check this out. Stick with me here. It's not too long. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, he doesn't score a lot in the fourth. We know he's one of the leaders in the first. So listen to this.
Oh, all right. I thought you meant... Wow. It's really... I mean,
second half of the season.
Yeah.
No. I mean, first half of games versus second half of games.
Okay.
So... Julius is in ninth place in total points per game in the first half. All right. He's with Luka, Joel Embiid, Dame, Shea, Tatum, KD, Giannis, Steph, and Jaylen Brown. And then Randall, they round out the top 10. Okay.
How many people are in front of him?
Eight.
Wait.
He's in ninth. He's in ninth.
10, so that would be 10 in front of them.
So anyway, listen, it's people leading in the second half of games. All the same, Luka, Joel, Dame, Shea, Tatum, Giannis, Steph. KD drops to 11th. Jaylen Brown drops to 22. Julius Randle drops all the way down to 38. His point production is way down the second half, so I don't know if he's
take
fucking tiring out or what, but...
Well,
I don't know if
stuff,
you can trust but... any of the numbers Barry put out there, but
those numbers you can trust.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Oh, man.
When you said second half of the season, I was like, he's averaging like 26 a game, I think.
No, first half or second half of games.
All right.
Cool.
Are we doing the news right now? Did we start it?
No, we did not.
All right, not yet.
Y'all hear that music? It is time for the news. What were we just talking about for the past 5 minutes?
DJ.
All right, Blandy, how much news do you have? You've had a few, are you doing the past couple of days or the past
No,
few
I only did the last couple of days. Yeah, good. I was not going to go over the last few weeks. Don't know if you guys saw this, but the NBA has something that they call the Twyman Stokes Teammate of the Year Award. 12 finalists are announced each year. And there is someone from the Knicks represented in that final 12. Any guesses?
Teammate of the year?
Let me tell you, it's the annual honor recognizes the player deemed the best teammate based on selfless play, on and off court leadership as a mentor and role model to other NBA players, and commitment and dedication to the team.
Let's think about this. It can't be a star player.
Why not? Randall was texting Hartenstein.
Teammate of
Julius
the year
Randall was sending Isaiah Hartenstein texts
to
cheer him up.
He said, "I got a text from Julius." Okay, that's what he said. A text that doesn't.
My top
get you
the ones I, the top ones for me would be Rose, Derek Rose, and Josh Hart.
Josh Hart hasn't been a Knick long enough.
Well, I'm saying that because I assume it's just the season as a teammate. He was a great teammate with Portland.
And yeah, they're going to give it to a guy that doesn't even play. They're going to give it to a guy that doesn't play at all. Rose doesn't play. I don't think he's getting it.
It's not a playing award.
It's Derek Rose.
I thought you said on and off the court. They're selfless.
Yeah, but a mentor and a
role model. He's not on the court, though.
He's not on the court.
Okay. On and off, mentor, role model to players, and dedicated to the team.
On the court during practice, you know.
I have no idea who this award would go to.
Blandy, who is it? Who is it?
It's Derrick Rose.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm like perfect in predictions.
Dame Lillard, Damian Lee, the brother-in-law of Steph and Steph Curry.
It's a stupid fucking award anyway.
Jaren Jackson, Aaron Gordon, Steph Curry, Harrison Barnes, Grant Williams, Drew Holiday.
Nominated.
Udonis Haslam, Darius Garland.
One player... Oh, what is it? One player from every team is nominated?
No, there's 12 people here. Oh. Michael, Kyle
Half the
Bridges.
League. Half
no,
the teams.
It's 12 people.
Half the teams. Get a
Not even half the teams. What do you mean?
Almost half the teams.
It's 12 people. But just so, you know, you mentioned Josh Hart and you said he's not even on the team. Well, Mikhail Bridges is nominated.
For his time in Phoenix or his time in Brooklyn?
He's just nominated. He's one of
the
finals.
Can. I knew you could do that.
So,
isn't Mikhail Bridges? They were talking about the last Knicks game. His numbers, are they that good lately?
Yeah, they've been pretty good for the Nets. Yeah.
Isn't he a free agent after this year?
I don't think so.
I thought he was.
I don't think so either.
I think he is.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Speaking of Brooklyn, Ben Simmons.
A game in the past month.
Ben Simmons is out for the rest of the season. Hasn't played since the Nets' last game before the All-Star break. I mean, what a joke. I mean, what a horrible trade. Keegan Murray.
Hold on. Craig wants to know if we're in the news right now.
Are we? I just looked up. I don't know what I was talking about. It's 2020.
I mean, he was the centerpiece of that deal for the Nets. You wouldn't think. Keegan Murray set the record for most three-pointers in a season by a rookie, besting Donovan Mitchell's rookie record. It's weird. You would have thought like Steph had that. Adam Silver believes that there's a good chance that a new CBA will be reached by Friday. Friday is the deadline to opt out of the agreement. So we'll see how that goes. Bradley Beal is facing criminal charges for something that happened at a game last week or after a game against the Magic. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
He was in the tunnel walking back to the locker room. Some guy said to him, "You made me lose $1,300, you fuck." So he turned around, walked towards him, apparently like swung and knocked his hat off his head. Apparently, you could hear the man on the video then apologizing, saying he didn't mean to offend him, but I guess according to police, probable cause exists to charge him with simple battery. But it just goes to show, like, here's a guy getting on him for, I guess, blowing a parlay or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get somewhat physical with him.
Wow.
And then last but not least, we had that quote from, oh, actually, not last, but not last. Remember a couple of weeks ago when Fred VanVleet went up and in on that ref, who, by the way, four of his next five games was taken down as crew chief for some of those games. Well, did you hear what Rudy Gobert had to say?
No, yesterday? I haven't. I didn't catch it.
There's no audio of it, unfortunately. But he went in, not just on the refs, but like conspiracy stuff. Let me read this to you. It's not fair. It's not fair. They play the Suns. The Suns, I think, had 27 foul shots, and the Wolves got 12. It's hard for me to think they're not trying to help the Suns win. It's hard for me to think that they didn't try to help the Warriors win the other night or the Kings the other night. It's so obvious. I think you want to see KD in the playoffs, Steph in the playoffs. You want to see LeBron. The Timberwolves are not there yet. We got to keep putting our head down, playing through that, and it's frustrating for sure, especially for me. So you can imagine he's gonna get a big fine for that. I think VanVleet got, what wasn't it, like 35,000,
30 something? Yeah,
yeah. So it'll be, I'm sure, equal to that. Yeah. Last but not least, here's the last thing.
I thought you were done.
Yeah. No, I. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out, I think yesterday or possibly today, they're expecting the finalists for the 2023 Hall of Fame class. And it apparently is going to include Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade, Paul Gasol, Tony Parker, Greg Popovich, and Becky Hammon.
Craig, he's frozen.
What?
Oh, he's back.
Oh.
Am I?
I lost you at at Wade.
Oh, wow.
No, you're better now, but I only heard Dirk and Wade.
Not great. Oh, yeah, he's back.
Gasol, Tony Parker, Popovich, and Becky Hammon.
Where did you go? Where did he go?
Oh.
Where'd you go that whole time?
What do you mean? Everything's working fine for me. Like, you guys are not. Like, I don't have any issues. What?
Well, it sucks, because actually, if you watch on YouTube, you'll see it. But on the audio,
is it better now? Hear.
You're just freezing up. It's fine. You froze up for like a good 7 seconds. I thought we were going to have to pause the show.
All right. Well, that's right, the way.
Did that happen, or I imagine it?
It was like 2.5 seconds, not 7.
Oh, it felt like it was like 20 seconds. That's going to do for the show. You can reach out to us. It's thehardnickslife@gmail.com. Send us photos.
Why would they send us photos?
I don't know, like, I've been giving the email for fucking, like, we've been doing this for like 7 years. For 7 years.
Right. You've gotten audio, though, through email, haven't you?
Yeah, for like 3 people.
Is that
what,
like, Derek does?
261 mentions of the voicemail. Three people. DJ, all the international people do that instead of calling. Half the time,
but
I forget they're
there. You can call us at 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741.
Abushaki, if you want to call in like Ralph each week, I would welcome that.
No, I want to know about the possible...
Oh, how did
death,
you die?
Near-death experience.
Did you die? Near-death. I saw the white light once.
Did you?
Yeah.
When was that?
1999.
Really?
What? Yeah, I was napping, afternoon nap. Phone rang. I jumped up to get it super fast. Called for one of my roommates. Like, Jay, phone! I go to pee. I start getting all dizzy and lightheaded. Felt collapsed. Like, went unconscious. Knocked the back of my head on, like, the door frame. And then on the floor. And I remember going down this, like, white tunnel.
What's going on here?
Going down this white tunnel, and then I wake up to Craig! Craig! Standing over me. It was Jay, who I called. I said, you have a phone. He heard me just like, after I was like, Jay, phone! It was...
Right, for the listeners, a different Jay. Not
me.
Not this Jay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Well, is that why you were confused, Jay? Another
no,
Jay.
No, I knew I wasn't there.
We had two Jasons in the house. But yeah, I was woken up by him screaming. I saw the white light. How do we get into this?
I don't know, Greg.
Because Abushaki had a near-death experience.
Oh, right.
And you once saw the white light.
Have I been talking about this for like 10 minutes? Or like a minute.
It was only like a minute.
That's okay. What the hell is going on? Right, how many games left do we have? Seven?
Five. Five games.
11? 9? Barry, why don't you give us the schedule?
Yeah, I should know this in my head. Friday, we play the Cavs. Sunday, we play the Wizards. And then next week, we play the Pacers twice and the Pelicans once.
I can't look ahead past one game. How does he do that?
So, I'm going to be at the game on Sunday against the Wizards. Yeah.
Again? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. This is the game I'm taking Trey to. And we're going to be sitting right behind the Wizards. So, I said to Trey, if we bring my Kristaps Porzingis jersey... Well, you ask him to autograph it, because he's not going to want to autograph for an adult, but, you know, he may autograph for a kid. And at first, Trey said no, and now he's, like, on the fence, but I may bring the jersey to get KP to sign it.
You don't think he'd sign it for you?
No. I don't think they sign for adults.
Especially
they think you're going to sell it.
Especially an adult who said such shitty things about him.
Well, you don't know that.
Your son's going to have
And Trey was like, but we hate KP. I said, he doesn't have to know that. I'm not going to say that.
If you got that, would you sell it right away?
Crapping on the beaches in Latvia, right?
Yeah, we could talk about that.
Fuck KP. Tell about how we shit on his beaches. All right, guys.
That's going to do it.
Just a few games left. Will we have another podcast before the season ends?
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know, because there's only seven games?
Five games.
All right, guys, until next time, the playoffs are coming. It is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.